Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A Senate vote is possible today on emergency aid for Ukraine. The House approved a $40 billion package on Tuesday ahead of next week's deadline. President Biden says that's when money runs out to continue sending shipments to help Ukraine fight off Russia. And Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby tells MSNBC the United States is in this for the long haul.
We believe that the funds in this supplemental, not just from a military perspective, but humanitarian assistance, economic assistance, that'll get us probably largely through the rest of this year. A lot of it will depend really on the Ukraine and their consumption rate.
In what sounds like a broken record, drivers are again waking up to a new record high price for gas. AAA updating the national average, it's up another penny to $4.41 a gallon, with California closing in on $6. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The House Energy and Commerce Committee said on Wednesday it's scheduling a May 25th hearing to look into the cause of the shortage and to explore efforts to increase production and access to safe formula. Max Gaynor has a baby that was born premature and requires special baby formula. He tells CBS This Morning finding formula can be a challenge.
And you turn the corner into the baby food and formula aisle, and it's just absolutely barren.
Biden administration officials are taking part in a virtual global COVID-19 summit today as the nation's death toll from the virus now tops 1 million. The meeting is part of an effort to get the world to step up commitments to fight the pandemic. It comes as the White House is facing its own difficulties getting Congress to spend more on pandemic preparedness. Political and private sector leaders are expected to take part in the summit, including Secretary of State Anthony Blinken. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Inflation is coming for your bag of potato chips. Newly released data shows the cost of potatoes is up more than 7% from the same time last year, and the cost of a bag of chips is up 10%. While grocery store costs continue to skyrocket, farmers are struggling to grow food to meet the demand. Lad Wallen is a potato farmer in Idaho, and he shares with Fox and Friends some of the challenges he's facing.
Been very challenging. Just for example, from January of last year, fertilizer prices have increased 150%, which is very significant. A lot of inputs that we use are very hard to come by. Compost, manure, things that we regularly use, cover crop seeds, all these inputs are just, they're scarce, they're not as available, prices have increased, and the supply chain has just been disrupted.
The Biden administration recently proposed a new rule that would restrict federal education funding going to charter schools. The move sparked backlash even among prominent Democrats at the state level. And this week, a group of parents, students, and teachers rallied in protest outside the White House. The Biden administration is running ads in Guatemala and Honduras designed to discourage mass illegal migration into the United States. That's according to U.S. Customs and Border Protection. The ads highlight smugglers known as coyotes who take advantage of and profit from vulnerable migrants. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
And we do it because it's not easy. We do it because it's hard. And we really have no choice if we don't get this country back on track. That's really the choice that is between us. We can continue on the direction that we're in right now. And, you know, we're looking at over $100 every time you go to the gas station to fill up your gas tank. You know, what's going to be like when it starts approximating $200? There's no relief in sight here with what's happening with our government. And we're just talking about gas. I mean, they're talking about potato chips, you know, costing 10%. I mean, you know, we've got much more serious issues that's happening to our country right now. I'm Bill Martinez. Great to have you with us. And we've got Mark Meckler joining us now. Mark is the president of the Convention of States Action. Mark, welcome back. Good to have you with us.
Hey, great to be back with you, Bill. I always love being on air with you.
Well, Mark, you know, you and I have been talking about the Convention of the States, and I want to get a current state of the union, where we are right now, how many states. You know, this seems to be a key answer, because whether it's Republican or Democrat, you know, there's now even more proof as a result of what we're seeing with 2,000 Mules, Dinesh D'Souza's documentary, that it's clear that the 2020 election was stolen. It was stolen from the people. And, you know, we allow ourselves to be governed by our elected officials by consent. Well, our consent was stolen from us. So this really truly makes what we're experiencing right now totally illegitimate, doesn't it?
Well, we certainly live under tyranny, and this is what the founders predicted. And they predicted it not because they had a crystal ball, but because they understood human nature. They understood especially that centralized government was always a problem. They had lived under that. And so they were worried about it. They were prescient. They saw into the future. And they said, it's going to happen because this is what human beings do. And now we're seeing the ultimate extension of that.
Yeah, it's kind of amazing. You know, you read even in the Old Testament, here's the children of Israel. They got God as their king, right? They tell God, we want a humanoid, you know. So give us a king. And here the prophet thinks he's the one that's rejected. God says, no, they didn't reject you. They rejected me. And just like you said, the human nature of man is such that here we are. We're given this wonderful Constitution document with all its principles, enumerated freedoms, and all that was packed into it. I mean, what a gift from God. And in less than 200 years, we just can't help ourselves. And the org chart that they gave us, where it was the we the people on top, somehow they had to get on the bottom. And we had to have ruling elites. And here we are, as you say, it is tyrannical. The ruling elites are running away with us. And, you know, so what's our solution?
Yeah, it's funny that you bring that biblical passage up. That's 1 Samuel 8. And I consider that, I call that my political theology. In other words, that's part one of it, which is we live in a time exactly like that, where we're being asked, do you understand that you're asking for a king? And the question is, what will the people say? Will they say, yeah, we want the king? Or no, we want a king like everybody else. Right now, it looks like we want a king like everybody else.
Exactly.
In fact, when Barack Obama was elected, people literally were referring to him as the Messiah. I think too many people on the right saw Donald Trump as a Messiah, and that's asking for the wrong kind of a king. And in the United States, from a governmental sense, we were put in charge. The people were made sovereign. We have that sovereignty. It comes from God. But the system that we created left the people sovereign and not a king sovereign, and we're now frittering that sovereignty away.
Yeah. And to your point, that position of authority still stands, does it not? I mean, you may not want to honor it and respect it, but the fact of the matter is that is still in play. If it wasn't, the left and the elites wouldn't be freaking out so much when you get people coming together and protesting the election like they did in January 6th.
Oh, absolutely. And so that I would say is the other end of my political theology, so to speak. That's Romans 13. It says we're supposed to obey the governing authorities. When I first read it, Bill, I didn't like it because I'm kind of a rebel. I don't want to obey the governing authorities. And then talking to people a lot smarter than me said, no, you're missing the point. In the United States, we are the governing authority.
Exactly. I was going to say.
And so we have the obligation to exercise that authority.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and if we don't, look at the elites are happy to take over. It becomes, you know, we make the change from a government of for by we the people to a government of for by elites. And this is what's going on. So we've got to call it for what it is and bring it back into order. And this takes us back full circle to where we were at the beginning, Mark, here. And that is that, you know, as the founder, the president of the Convention of States Action, this is the remedy, isn't it?
I think it's the remedy. And like I said, the founders put it there. They said that government would get out of control. They said that government would never propose the proper types of amendments in order to restrain a tyranny. And so they gave us that power. So that's what the Convention of States is all about. Calling a convention of states, proposing amendments that rein in the federal government and shoving it back in the constitutional box.
Exactly. Because no matter what, people are a bit deluded, and you kind of suggested this early on, and that is the problem is the system that we have right now. And that, you're not protected by no means by being of one party versus the other. It's not like Republicans are all the good guys and Democrats are all the bad guys. Because the system itself is set up in such a way, and you and I talked about this last time, when you have elected officials coming into office and they find out in day one that the most important thing they can do for themselves is to get reelected, everything else is subordinated to that cause. So they're out there finding money, they're finding ways to get reelected, not doing the people's business. So they lose sight of that, this idea of America first and we the people and that sort of thing. They kind of give lip service to that. Some of them don't even bother to give lip service. But, you know, those that do give any kind of service to it, it's more lip service. It's really not heartfelt by and large and followed up on, is it?
It's not. And I feel for these people. I don't think it's because they're bad people. I think a lot of them go in with the right intentions. But we've broken our system of governance, and this is the important fact I think you're alluding to, which is if you put good people into a broken system, you're going to get broken results. Over the last probably 115, 120 years, we've really broken our system of governance.
Right. No, you're exactly right. The people going in really don't have a fair shot. The paradigm is already well established. It's well greased. You know, it's interesting. I'll use Richard Blumenthal's statement. Quite ironic that it comes from Richard Blumenthal. If you remember, he said, falso in uno, falso in omnibus, which is if you're false in one thing, you're everything. It's the fruit of the poisonous tree. It's all a mess. And to his point, I mean, that is really a brilliant observation, but I don't think that he realized how much he was indicting himself.
Irony is lost on the left, Bill.
I love it. It's just like, all these, you know, these people talking about, you know, votes and, you know, protecting the vote and everything else. And it's like, it's okay if California has 3 million, you know, votes or voters on their voter roll that should be taken off. They admitted, they said, okay, well, we'll take half off, but I don't think they ever did. So to me, you know, they shouldn't even be participating whatsoever in the election process because, you know, it, like you said, it's a systemic issue from the get-go. Just saying, you know, right off the bat. We've got to go to a quick break. We've got more from Mark Meckler on the other side. Stay with us, about 15 after the top of the hour.
G'day, I'm Jamil that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation.
800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. That's 800-539-5860.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home. For less than a dollar a day. For real. With no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
13 minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent we are. I am Bill Martinez. Mark Meckler continues with us, the president of the Convention of the States Action. We were just talking about, you know, what's happening with the Democratic Party. And, of course, you know, again, it depends. You know, beauty is in the eye of the beholder. You know, Republicans see that they've got it all together. Democrats see that they have it all together. But meanwhile, you see this obvious train wreck on both sides of the aisle that's taken place. And, Mark, you and I wanted to hear your answer. So, let's have everybody hear your answer as to what you're seeing, because I agree. I think you started to say is that the younger demographic is looking at the mistakes of their parents. And even though they've been bamboozled and programmed and conditioned at universities, you know, experience and the truth always seems to win out, doesn't it?
Yeah, look, no matter your desire to deny reality, reality will not be denied, and eventually you're going to run head-on into it. And here's what I'm seeing. So we poll just all kinds of stuff every week, energy, education, the environment, the Supreme Court, Roe versus Wade, all of this stuff. And the most encouraging trend I'm seeing is that young people are moving to the right. I'll give you the most dramatic example. We polled folks on whether the United States should increase domestic energy production. Now, if you had asked me before we pulled that, I would have said the 18 to 24-year-olds would say no, that by an overwhelming majority. These are kids that have been raised on global warming, the New Green Deal, and all that stuff. Right. They were the highest category of people saying, yes, we should increase domestic energy production. 80.3% said that we should increase domestic energy production. They were very enthusiastic about it. And if you think about the reason why, you know, you mentioned it at the open, they're going to the pump. They can't afford to put $100 worth of gas in their vehicle, so they're putting in a quarter tank. They're suffering economic reality sitting home, and young people are turning to more conservative ideas.
Exactly. Well, and the reality of inflation, and then they hear from the president who kind of poo-poos it and just says basically, well, it's, you know, what are you going to believe? Are you going to believe me or your lying eyes or your lying pocketbook? I mean, it is that distinct. I mean, you cannot continue on, you know, with this false narrative, because, like you said, the truth does come out. This is what we love about the truth, is that it is so commanding and so, you know, so insistent that, you know, at some point you've got to, you know, you're going to be confronted with it. It's kind of like the law of gravity. You know, you can argue all you want, but, you know, when you fall off the roof and hit the ground, you go, oh, my God, that law of gravity thing is there, isn't it?
Yeah. Look, I think that's true, and I think that's why we're seeing so much growth in Convention of States right now and so much good activity, is because people are saying, look, the government is not going to fix itself. That's the reality. Under any party, it's not going to happen. And so people are looking for an alternative. And the founders gave us that alternative right there in the Constitution.
So where are we right now?
So according to Article 5, it takes 34 states, two-thirds of states, to call a convention of states. Just since the beginning of the year, and really in the last 90 days, we've passed four states. That's Wisconsin, wow. Nebraska, West Virginia, and South Carolina. That takes us to 19 states. We're well across the halfway mark. I think we're going to get North Carolina here in the next few weeks. We've already passed the House. We're pending in the Senate. Ohio looks good. Pennsylvania looks good. And so that would take us to 22, I think, by the end of the year. That leaves us 12 states shy. And my belief and my goal is that we pick that up over the next 2 years. By 2024, we're ready to call the convention and restrain federal tyranny.
So what happens? We hit the magic number. We're able to call for the convention of the states. How long does that take? You're saying 2024 when you get, but you know, you've got to set time, you know, agenda. Who's going to be in charge of this convention?
So the process goes like this. The Constitution gives Congress a role, and the only role for Congress is that Congress names the time and place and method of ratification. And so if they don't do it, like a lot of people ask me, well, what if they don't want to do that? The states retain the sovereign authority to gather anytime they want. They do this all the time. And so the states will get together, I would argue, probably within 90 days of the time that we reach that magic number 34. We'll be pushing for that, as will our 5 million activists. So then the states will gather. Each state will set up a delegation of their own choosing. It's the legislature that chooses their what are called commissioners. They'll send as many as they want to convention, but each state gets only one vote in convention. They'll gather in convention. They'll actually elect their own officers in convention. And then they will begin to debate amendments around three areas: anything that would impose fiscal restraints, like a balanced budget amendment; anything that would impose term limits on the federal government, that's Congress, but it also includes the deep state, staffers, and bureaucrats; and then anything that would impose scope and jurisdiction restraints on the federal government. I think this is the most important, meaning anything that would say, for example, no, you can't be involved in education or energy or healthcare or the environment. Once 26 states agree on any amendments, those amendments go out to the states, and this is very important. They're just suggestions. The convention itself has no authority, and then it takes 38 states to ratify anything that's suggested by convention.
Wow. Could you imagine, Mark? I mean, this could save the country because, you know, I think we're deluding ourselves to think that this broken system can heal itself. You know, we're asking, you know, them to do brain surgery on themselves, and it's impossible. But this is a clear remedy. Now, do we, the people, do we have the intestinal fortitude to fight this through? I mean, you've built up quite a following at 19 states now. How can people say, look, I want to get behind this. I want to support the Convention of States action. What do they need to do?
They go to conventionofstates.com, sign the petition first, and then step two, and I would say this is the most important step, is click on the Take Action tab and volunteer, because the country is not going to save itself. Bill, you and I have been talking about this for many years. We've been involved. Folks actually have to do something. So conventionofstates.com, sign the petition, click on the Take Action tab, and become one of our volunteers.
How old? Is there an age restriction on this?
No, and in fact, we got a lot of young people involved. Literally 16, 17-year-old kids are involved all over the country. Every role is open to everybody. If you are willing to be involved and put in some time, there's something for you to do.
Well, look, this is what America is all about. You know, when you have a government of, for, by, we, the people, by definition, Mark, you know, as you and I were talking about earlier, is that you got to understand the language. And the language of the Constitution is it is a participation activity. It is not a observation. You can't sit on the sidelines and just observe, because this is what got us in the mess that we're in right now. And God willing, if we are to have this opportunity to revive this country, and follow what our founding fathers have given to us in our Constitution as a remedy, and if we can do this, it will be by God's grace and mercy that we'll be able to do this. Because when you think about how this all began, and I remind people, you know, we're so quick to start with our, you know, what our founding fathers did and everything. But I go, wait a minute, you got to go back 100 years before that. It was the Pilgrims. And even then, before then, as they were praying and asking God, can we have a place? Can we have some place we could go to worship you and honor you without the restraint of government? And God answered that prayer and gave us this country. Gave us America. Now, again, our founding fathers knew that we were not perfect, and a lot of the things that were cited there were aspirational. But look how far we've come, Mark. I mean, a lot of people today want to dismantle this great American idea, but you think of where we were, you know, 240, 250 years ago versus where we are today. Boy, it's not like we got it all right, but we got a lot right.
Yeah, look, it is the most extraordinary government in the history of humankind. You know, what you're talking about, going back to the Pilgrims, just last week I was at the National Monument to the Forefathers in Plymouth, Massachusetts. If you haven't seen it, you should look it up.
Yeah.
This is what I would call the touchstone of the American system of governance. On the top of that monument, 81 feet tall, is faith pointing to God and saying all good government comes from God. That's where it begins.
Amen. I'll tell you, and that's what we're fighting, Mark, really. I mean, it's, you know, these progressives have their idea of God and their own religion versus what most Americans believe in. And we've got to understand, it, you know, now is the time. This is the appointed time, I believe, that has been given to Americans to stand up and stand for God, stand for faith, stand for the blessings that He has bestowed so incredibly upon this country. Not only upon this country, but upon the planet, for all the great things that America has extended to other nations. Mark Meckler has been our guest. Mark, we appreciate your time. Thank you, buddy. You take care.
Good to be with you. Thanks, Bill.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A Senate vote is possible today on emergency aid for Ukraine. The House approved a $40 billion package on Tuesday ahead of next week's deadline. President Biden says that's when money runs out to continue sending shipments to help Ukraine fight off Russia. And Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby tells MSNBC the United States is in this for the long haul.
We believe that the funds in this supplemental, not just from a military perspective, but humanitarian assistance, economic assistance, that'll get us probably largely through the rest of this year. A lot of it will depend really on the Ukrainians and their consumption rate.
In what sounds like a broken record, drivers are again waking up to a new record high price for gas. AAA updating the national average, it's up another penny to $4.41 a gallon, with California closing in on $6. USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Hey, welcome back. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. I don't know about you, but have you given any thought? I mean, we're not hearing anything about who leaked the Roe v. Wade SCOTUS preliminary decision, the draft. I mean, that's kind of like gone away. I mean, what's going on? Where's Director Ray? Where's A.G. Garland on this? Not to mention the fact that they're leaving our justices to be harassed and intimidated. I think that's against the law. Well, the one who knows for sure is Horace Cooper. He joins us now. He's the former constitutional law professor, recognized legal commentator. Hey, Horace, how you doing?
Good morning. It's great to be on the program.
Hey, always good to have you with us, sir. So what is it? A lack of commitment here by Justice Roberts to find out who the heck leaked that that preliminary decision?
Well, it doesn't appear to me that the interest level in addressing the leak is being taken nearly as seriously as it should be.
And so, I mean, is this just a philosophical thing? I mean, this is what we've reduced ourselves to? You know, what's going on here?
Okay, so let me back up. When I say that the interest in resolving the leak, I mean it doesn't appear that the Supreme Court is taking as seriously this. There has been no interest on the part of the administration to address this. The White House, the press, White House spokesman, the Department of Justice, none of those players. The governor of Virginia has formally joined with the governor of Maryland to ask for federal intervention. But what I mean is, this is a very, should be a very simple and straightforward process. All the justices should be given an opportunity to explain in writing, under signature, that they had nothing to do with the leak. And then a similar one should go to each one of the clerks. After getting those documents signed, which would take half a day, you could then go and investigate the individuals. That, to me, would be simple, would be straightforward. We are not seeing that. The other would be, it would be amazingly helpful if all of the justices would say in unison that they are outraged by this behavior, that this is unacceptable, and that they agree there should be punishment for whoever breached this trust.
That's the, that's what's missing. Horace, you're exactly right. We're not hearing, you know, a unanimous voice out of the court to that exact point. So this is, you know, like, are they overthinking this? Are they afraid because of, you know, what's happening on the streets of America? Although I think it's quite interesting. I was talking with several people in the last couple of days. Have you noticed the numbers of people that are, you know, supporting, you know, pro-abortion? They don't seem to be as robust as they were previously. I think this is quite telling. But regardless, you know, the Supreme Court seems to be affected in much the same way that they were affected, Justice Roberts specifically, with Obamacare. If you remember when Barack Obama kind of fired a salvo over the bow of his boat to let him know that he better, you know, judge this correct, which I thought was quite intimidating coming from the executive branch of the government. But that was allowed because Barack Obama was all honor and glory. And so here we are once again where it's going, wait a minute, what happened to the backbone of the Supreme Court?
So our founders, as you know, intended for our court to be one of three co-equal branches that operates independently, that the members of the Supreme Court and all federal judges who are constitutionally chartered are serving for life as a way to give them the kind of independence. What we're seeing is we're watching the left do what they have done to everything that they are involved in, whether it's the academy, whether it's Hollywood, whatever area, social media, and now the courts. They poison, they destroy, and they make a joke of the amazing things that they once were welcomed in to participate. Hollywood, we're not going to spend our whole segment on this, but there was a time when Hollywood reflected the values of America and welcomed talented people to come in and reinforce American values and then let Americans enjoy that talent. The left controls Hollywood, and it is remarkable when you read the reports of how many new movies come out that the American people hate. They either won't go and see, or they report afterwards they went and saw it, and it was awful. The same is true of the Academy, and now their presence at the court has led to the exact same poison. Now, you and I have talked about this aspect. Well, of course, for more than 50 years, the left has tried to use the courts to achieve political outcomes that they weren't willing to do in the public or political arena. If you want higher taxes, if you want radical other social policies, your job is to persuade your neighbor to get them to agree. That's called self-government. Now, it's hard work when you have radical ideas that you're trying to. And so the left has gone to the courts. What the court had never done was agreed that, like it has done now with Ketanji Brown Jackson's ascension, it is going to be an element of the woke world. That poison we apparently are seeing by the person or persons who leaked this draft. That's the exact opposite direction, and that's the sign of the problems to come.
How much onus falls on the Chief Justice, Horace?
Well, let me just say this. One of the problems in this case is the law is very obvious about the necessity to overturn Roe. I'm not going to get into a pro-life, pro-choice debate. I'm going to talk about just the law. It's made up whole cloth. It is relying on the 14th Amendment to create what are called substantive due process concerns for social policy. When the court used to do that on economic issues, everyone in law school, me included, was told that was outrageous. You can't use this position and that provision to stop a minimum wage law or how long people can work in a given day. That was outrageous, the consensus is. This, too, is outrageous. Social policy has never been contemplated. So why do I say that? The Chief Justice knows this. And the Chief Justice should have been able to get everyone in the room and say, this was a mistake. We all know it. This is something that we need to unanimously walk away from, and it will completely eliminate the poison. It will completely eliminate the hatred. In Brown v. Board, I don't agree with the ruling rationale, but I agree with the outcome. That's what the court did. All of the justices agreed, let's speak with one voice so that America will embrace this. The Chief Justice failed to do that, and he appears to be very lackluster in trying to figure out who did this.
Is he trying to, you know, the court has been accused of becoming political, and this reeks of some politicism here, because the Chief Justice, as the head of the Supreme Court, should have been willing to go to whatever length to fall on his sword to demonstrate unanimity to support the rule of law.
Yeah.
And he has failed. He's failed to do this. And, you know, part of my mind takes me is he like trying to go along with the Democrats so that they don't threaten packing the court?
Well, maybe there's some of that. Maybe there is some of that. But he reminds me a bit more of Chief Justice Berger. Chief Justice Berger really didn't, even though he campaigned, and I use that word loosely, campaigned with the Nixon team to get appointed to the Supreme Court as Chief Justice, he ended up not having a really articulable jurisprudence. He claimed to be right of center, and he believed in limited abuse of the court power. But at the end of the day, in the book The Brethren, you'll see he was more interested.
I'll tell you what, got to go to break. Let's pick it up from there.
And Medicare is your main source of insurance. Pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954. Are you tired of paying hundreds of dollars or more every month for your family's health benefits? Would you pay as little as $10 a week to save more money on your health care visits? You'll save on dental care, chiropractic visits, telehealth visits, vision care, medical lab work, and much, much more. All of this for one low fee of around $40 a month for your entire family. Ameriplan has been providing Americans with fantastic discount health plans for 30 years. Have access to a quarter of a million high-quality health providers. Even if you have health insurance, you need to have an Ameriplan discount health plan. And again, for less than $40 a month, your entire family is covered. Best thing you can do is make a free call right now and learn about how our Platinum plan can help you with your health care needs for as low as $40 a month. 800-781-7641. 800-781-7641. 800-781-7641. That's 800-781-7641.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Back with you 14 minutes before the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez. Horace Cooper continues with us, the former constitutional law professor, recognized legal commentator. Horace, we were all on the edge of our seat and we had to go to quick break here. And so I wanted to give you a chance to finish your story and pick it up where you need to.
Sure. Well, the point here is that when Berger was Chief Justice, he proved to be far more interested in being in the majority and getting to influence the decision than in actually adhering to the law. It appears that our Chief Justice has decided he's more interested in, quote, the institutional reputation of the court than following the law. A lot of Americans don't know this, but when Roe v. Wade was argued, initially the Chief Justice, Mr. Berger, was actually on the pro-life side. And there's a reason for that. When you look at this ruling and what it stands for, it is complete lawlessness. That's why Justice Alito quotes heavily from one of the dissenters. There were 7 votes in favor, 2 against, in which he characterizes the dissenter, Justice White, characterizes a Democrat appointee as lawless beyond the bounds of the Constitution. Our Chief Justice said, let's just cut the baby in half. It worked well, I guess, in any other setting, like with King Solomon. Oh, no, it didn't. Here's what he wants to do. Let's be silent on the implications of the Roe v. Wade ruling, and let's just uphold Dobbs, and then let the American people figure it out, and let's invite scores and scores and scores more of litigation without ever resolving it. That's political, and his ruling, if he had his way, will just create more nonsense. Roe is still around, except that it's not, and you try to figure that out on your law school exam.
Yeah, good luck. But here we are at this crossroads, this critical crossroads that we are today.
I wonder how serious he is committed to finding out who did this leak. We're seeing people protesting around justices' homes, houses. We're seeing people engage in rhetoric. We're seeing the United States Senate stop the needed business of the day to vote on on an issue as divisive as this. I see this, and it makes me wonder, does the Chief Justice enjoy the pressure that is coming on his fellow members of the court and sort of gets to say, I told you so? Well, that's not law. Mm-hmm. Law is supposed to have an answer to the question, and he promised when he was confirmed that he would call balls and strikes. This isn't. This is changing the rules. This is adding an extra inning. This is eliminating the infill pop fly rule. This is dramatic changing of the law, something he never hinted that he would play a role in.
Yeah, you eliminate the infill pop-up rule while the ball's in flight. Which is disturbing, right? So the thing is, let's remember, according to this decision that was leaked out, that Justice Roberts was in the minority, was he not?
Oh, yes, yes. So according to the leak, and by the way, the leak of the original draft is outrageous and terrible, but the additional leaks that are coming from those who are promoting the sensitivity and the sensibility of the Chief Justice in wanting to have a middle ground concern me. There shouldn't be any conversation about this ruling other than the actual ruling itself.
Yes, exactly. Well, I want to switch gears here for just a moment. It seems that this movie that Dinesh D'Souza is presenting was in big screens last week. It's now available for downstream. This is really gaining some traction. I know social media, all the other entities are trying to do everything they can to push this down. But just like Roe v. Wade and what's going on, this is an organic issue. You have 60%, according to Rasmussen, of the American people, Republicans, Democrats, Independents, all alike, saying, you know, there's something smelly about the 2020 election. We don't know if voter fraud actually took place, but it's very suspicious. It just does not seem to make any sense whatsoever. And so Dinesh D'Souza presented in 2000 Mules the evidence that I think it's hard to turn away from. And, you know, basically what it would appear on the surface, Horace, and you being the legal scholar, is that the American people were robbed of this election. And if that's determined to be so, then it requires remedy, doesn't it?
So I watched the movie. I find the evidence very much impressive. I think it provides a rational case for over 600,000 votes that were added into the election process as a way to undo what our founders wanted for America, and that's self-government. That's you and I. I want to give a couple of data points. One, we were told that our former president, Donald J. Trump, was somehow an acolyte of Mr. Putin, and the Russia hoax went forward with all manner of assurances, even though he denied it and evidence ultimately showed it wasn't true. All manner of all of our intelligence agencies know that there's evidence of this. When we had the Hunter Biden laptop, what we saw is that all 51 intelligence agencies know that this is a Russia disinformation campaign, and it turns out nothing of the sort was involved. Well, we've been told that the 2020 election was the most secure, the most pristine, the most accurate election that we have ever had. Mind you, when George W. Bush was reelected, when George Bush was initially elected, when Nixon was elected, in instance after instance, the left used their constitutional prerogatives to claim that there needed to be more investigation. If you want the American people to be confident about how our elections are carried out, transparency is the answer. Instead of denying, instead of suppression, instead of saying you can't have any other view, what you should have done and what Congress should have done in December of 2020 was actually hold the same kind of inquest and investigation that we did nearly 100 years ago when there was an issue with regard to the credibility of elections. What Dinesh's movie does is give a plausible explanation of how the cheat, which many, many Americans believe has occurred, could have occurred.
Exactly. And, I'll tell you, it is, it's quite compelling. And I recommend that every American citizen, every patriot, see this movie because it takes it out of the realm of opinion. I mean, there's reasonable justification to where it's not, you know, because the general argument, whenever this comes up, it's kind of like what, the Secretary of State for Georgia said. Oh, yeah, you're right. We did look into it and we found that there are only two people that were dead voted. And now we're finding out there are, I mean, what President Trump lost Georgia by, I don't know, what, 12,000, 14,000 votes.
Right.
And there's something like, I think just on the surface, 50, 60,000 at least votes that are suspicious and tainted. And the other disturbing thing about this, Horace, is that the governor had this information. This is video information that he had back in November when all this was starting to come out. And, and they squashed it. They just flat out ignored it because they didn't want to support, Trump's accusation that, the election was stolen. And clearly there was evidence. I mean, at that time, you even had 1,000 sworn affidavits from, poll watchers that were saying, look, there's very suspicious activity here. You got, what's his name? Pulitzer, who is the inventor of the QR code, demonstrating the amount of electronic data that was flying into the country on election night that seemed rather suspicious. These are all kind of, this is just all a little smoke and not really fire. But now you're starting to see the substance of what was done. And this is only one part, because the mules and stuffing the ballot was only one thing. But see, we'll never know to what depth the cheating took place, because it was so profuse, Horace, and it's so overwhelming, and we have such a short period of time in which to vote, even though it was extended, but still, you got to come to this decision, and here's the deadline, and here's, the vice president on January the 6th says, well, the law says it has to happen on this day. We can't call time out. We can't look into this. We've got to, the clock is ticking, and we have got to make a decision because we're owned by the clock, right?
The number one reason the American people give for not participating in the electoral process, we get about 60 to 61% of Americans who are eligible to vote to show up. The number one reason those who don't give is they don't believe that their vote is going to count. The Mesa County Clerk, Ms. Tina Peters in Colorado, was indicted for election fraud from 2018. It's remarkable how long this investigation process takes place, and that's the real question that many Americans are going to have when, as I said, they could have simply convened a special committee to look into the election so that they could either show Americans it was fine or show Americans why
Amen.
It needs to be changed.
Amen. Exactly. Horace Cooper, you're awesome. We always appreciate your insight and your calm demeanor. The former constitutional law professor, recognized legal commentator, Horace Cooper, right here. Thank you, Horace. Take care. Have a great day, my friend.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ivarroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
The final phase.